reminder to media members on the line, if you have questions for the coaches here today, just hit star one on your keypad. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. A difficult game for your team last Friday. Virginia come up short 52-17. Talk to me a little bit about how you feel like your team played and what you take away from that game.
Well, obviously, you know, all the credit goes to Coach Mendenhall and the staff putting a great game plan together. Virginia's a very good football team. You know, we did some things, you know, again, in the latter part of the game that helped us. But, early on, they did a great job of just minimizing whatever opportunities that we had. You know, always coming out of a game like that when you play against an FBS opponent, you want to, you know, glean some opportunities and positive things from it. And we were able to come out without any serious injury. I was pleased that we were able to garner, four turnovers. Three interceptions and a fumble recovery, and one of the interceptions led to a touchdown. So scoring on defense was important. The opportunities to play other players and get an experience up in that atmosphere was a positive thing. So, you know, it's getting ready for our next game now. And as you know, Colgate is the next opponent here at home. But you learn different things from opportunities and your chance to improve, and they did some things to us that did not allow us to get as many points on the board from an offensive standpoint. But from a defensive standpoint, you know, thought the guys did a good job in creating turnovers. So, you know, got our work cut out for us, you know, this week against a Colgate team that it may be 0-2 right now, but I tell you what, it's a really good football team when you watch them on tape. But we're looking forward to it and having a home game here this Saturday at 6 p.m.
Okay, I need a question to you if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Mike, you touched on this earlier, but at this point, being plus six, I believe it is, and the turnover margin after two games, is that something you guys emphasized a lot in preseason, creating opportunities?
You know, it is, Dave. Any opportunities, you know, you talk about the whole football analytics of things. I mean, obviously, the opportunities to create turnovers gives your offense a chance for another possession, and in every possession you have chances for scores. Now, on our case, you know, at the Virginia game, you know, we weren't as effective in the third down situations or even as we got into the red zone. But I believe the mentality of keep looking after the ball, keep interceptions, cause fumbles, being aware and alert to how receivers, quarterbacks, running backs carry the football. I think if you keep on just emphasizing those type of things, then good things can happen, you know, for you. And the defense has been doing that since camp, and hopefully it carries over into the opportunity to score. You know, when you can set up a score on defense, that's a positive thing as well.
And I noticed Nick Wimmer was out. What is his status for this week?
Yeah, you know, Nick was battling, you know, some ankle high ankle sprain issues. You know, as a lineman, you need the ability to leverage and push and pull, and he should be okay. We were having Saturday off because we played Friday, and then obviously, we moved around a little bit Sunday, but having Monday off, which is our NCAA day off, we expect Nick to be back and be able to contribute, for this next home game coming up.
We talked last week about Hollis's game against Lafayette. Obviously, Virginia was a far different animal in terms of talent and defense. How do you feel he's? I know you haven't done much since then, but how has he responded to that? Do you think, at least mentally?
Well, you know, being a young guy, you know, we're all ruled by the psychology of results, and obviously, you know, they put a game plan together, and their athletes, you know, just they did some things that, that minimized his ability to escape and create. The thing about him being a competitor, was I believe he wanted to watch film when the bus got back. We got back at 2 a.m. in the morning. He was here that next day, you know, looking at tape. And so there's a hunger that he has about him and wanting to learn and get better. And I believe, you know, this experience, although not very positive for him, was something that could be a positive experience for him, because you know, he wants to compete and wants to be elite, you know, and knows that there's work to be done. So, you know, him getting better is going to make our whole football team better. And we look forward again, you know, for the next opportunities during the season. And the next one is Colgate here on Saturday night.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Mike, you touched on some guys on your defense, but Latrell Smith with 10 tackles in that game, what impressed you about the way he played?
He's another young player from Phoebus High School, you know, down in the Tidewater area that had a chance to get in and get some significant reps. He's a fearless young man, and you know, he's got confidence in his ability, and so he's going to be a really good football player. You know, again, another young player that has a chance to play. He'll start playing more. He's gone. We'll go beyond the whole four-game freshman. Do you play him? Do you not play him? We're going to be committed to playing him as much as we can, not only on defense but on some special teams opportunities as well. But really happy and excited about his ability to go out and compete and have a mindset that being a defensive back, I mean, he wants to be in there, and so we're going to get him in there.
You talked with Dave about Hollis's what he was able to learn and pick up from that game and can watch film. You've been involved in these type of games before, and you're facing a top 25 opponent. What in general do you think your team takes away from that experience as you get ready to start conference play here in a couple weeks?
The margin for error is so slim when you have a team that's playing, that's, you know, their home game, the atmosphere, and all the things you try to, you know, they try to create, you know, with you versus your team and their mindset. So, but the execution of things is critical. They may be better in terms of overall skill, but we just got to make sure we don't self-destruct. I mean, you know, when you go 1-for-11 in third down situations, that's not good. You know, when you can't get the ball in the red zone area, that's not good. So those are the things that we can do things to minimize those areas that cause us have caused us concern. And as I said, our guys are, you know, we have a chance to play a good Colgate team. That's an FCS opponent that beat us last year, that we have them here at home. You know, we talked about our crowd that came out versus Lafayette game and how all those things, you know, adding up or something that we need. So we're excited about this opportunity coming up Saturday.
Another media question, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Mike, you were talking about your younger defensive players. I wonder if you could say a word or two about Trey Watkins. He seems to be able to use his quickness and sort of knife through the line to make tackles.
No, John, that's a great observation. You know, Trey quietly had another good game, was a guy that was involved in, you know, some plays that kind of allowed us to go after them, you know, ourselves. You know, Trey's been a kind of a silent contributor, you know, nothing in terms of preseason, preseason acknowledgments. You know, he's playing next to, you know, to Nate Atkins, a really good player, and has been a preseason all-CAA performer. But Trey's done a really good job of getting acclimated to the 3-4 defense and making the calls, but also stepping in and making plays. And so we look forward to him getting better as a player as the system goes on, as he gets comfortable and still providing his big plays in games.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, before I let you go, you touched on Colgate, a team that reached the quarterfinals of the playoffs a year ago, favored to win the Patriot League. As you've started to dive into Colgate film, what are some of the challenges that they'll present for your team?
Yeah, we've seen them on tape, and obviously you can look at the games they played. They played against a very good Villanova team, and then they had their FBS opponent in Air Force. And it's a good team that they expect to win. They've been together. Coaching staff has been there for a while. Their quarterback is really good. He's an experienced guy. They have skilled guys that can get it done. The returner does a phenomenal job. And you know, and returning the, you know, returning the kicks and punts. Number four, you know, he's a DB for him. So it's a well-coached team. There's a level of confidence that they've had, that they demonstrate because they've been there, done that. And, you know, again, it's an opportunity for us to play another good FCS team, you know, at our place, you know, our second home game. And we look forward to it.
All right, Mike, thanks so much. Good luck on Saturday against Colgate, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too.